This is How Success Happens, where the staff of Entrepreneur chats with innovators, writers, artists, chefs, and a range of other unique personalities to better understand the traits that make excellence possible.
Nobody in Silicon Valley thinks it's actually them. They think everybody else is like this.
One of my regrets actually now, we should have pulled the plug sooner.
It's amazing when the universe sees you commit, how all of a sudden all these resources start to come together.
Thanks for joining us. And now, How Success Happens.
This is How Success Happens. I'm your host, Stephen Bronner. On this episode, we'll learn the story of Ithipat Tab Piradachipan, who at the age of 19 founded Tao Koinoi, a maker of seaweed snacks. Now, you may not know about the company, but in Asia, it's a huge deal. Tab is now 33 and has amassed a fortune of $600 million, according to Forbes. A movie was even made about him. His latest project is a new line of snacks called Nora, aimed specifically at the American market. We'll learn about his amazing success story, as well as his tips for entrepreneurs. Just note that Tab spoke to us in Thai, with his words translated by Vera Intanate. But first, a word from our sponsors.
FedEx delivers millions of packages around the world. But for FedEx, it's not just about packages or pallets. It's about what those deliveries mean for people. Whether it's rekindling a long-lost connection between old friends, a new business opportunity, or providing much-needed hope after a natural disaster in the form of relief supplies, FedEx delivers more than just packages. FedEx delivers possibilities. Find out more at fedex.com/possibilities.
And now for our second sponsor.
Incredible starts when you have an expert who knows your business. It starts with TriNet, human resources that tailor a strategy for success for small and medium-sized businesses. So no matter what industry you're in, you can grow with confidence. See how TriNet's industry-focused HR can give you more at TriNet.com. Incredible starts here. TriNet.
Thanks for coming on the show. And by the way, I should say that Tab will be employing a translator, so you will hear his answers in his native Thai and then translated for all of us. So welcome to the show.
Hello. Yeah, nice to meet you.
Thank you so much for coming on. So first question, and it's a big one. So your company is pretty massive right now, and you have a personal net worth of $600 million in U.S. according to the Forbes list. So how did how did you, very broadly, how did you build your business to such a massive level?
If you look at the number of 600 million, it's a big number today. But according to Khun Top, he started the company Tao Koinoi 14 years ago. And then he started from the house, a residence kitchen with four people, starting this the seaweed snack business. Actually, he started the business from two problems. The first problem is that during the economic crisis of Thailand in 1997, Khun Top's family is facing a financial crisis. He have to quit the universities to come out to find income to support the family and at the same time also support himself. So basically this kind of this problem forced him to step out of his comfort zone, okay? And then from there, he started to self-explore all different kind of business that he can find, okay? Like, for example, selling DVD, and then also start selling this roasted chestnuts in the supermarket. So the first problem that he found that make him what he is today is that he have to the situation, the economic crisis situation has forced him to come out of the comfort zone. And he have to struggle and he have to start thinking how I can generate income to support himself and also help the family. Okay. Now, the second problem that he faced is that when he stepped into this roasted chestnut in the supermarket, it's a big success. Within a very short period of time, he has opened up 30 branches in the supermarket. But for a roasted chestnut, you know, it generates some kind of smoke And then the supermarket owner or the managers, so kind of force him to move away from the location that he's selling. So that is the second problem that he faces, is that the business that he is in is being forced out because they don't like what he is doing. So what he come up with a solution is that, okay, if the roasted chestnut is not applicable, yeah, so he need to find a solution to replace the roasted chestnut, because he knows that with that 30 branches in the supermarket, it did generate a very good substantial income for him. It just, it may not be the right product mix or product match between him and then the supermarket owner. So he started to bring in, that is how he started to bring in the seaweed into the retail space in the supermarket. And he found out that seaweed is even better than the roasted chestnut, because roasted chestnut is usually consumed by the Chinese, overseas Chinese, like 30 years and up. So there is a very limited market space opportunity for roasted chestnut. But when he started this seaweed, he realized, because he was there and he's observing and he's selling by himself, he is very hands-on. So he realized that by selling the seaweed, he's not selling to the older generation. He is selling to kids, he's selling to the young, he's selling to the teenagers, he's selling to the office workers, and even adults or senior people. So he realized that seaweed is a good product for him to explore further, because it can fit into so many market sectors. After 5 years, the family, the financial situation has greatly improved. He has made quite a substantial money from selling the seaweed in the supermarket and then into the retail market. No, so he was saying that after this, he cannot stop. His next challenge is that, how can I bring this success, you know, step out from Thailand, explore this seaweed snacks into the global market. So that is that second key, the passion that he want to make sure that this seaweed snacks is enjoyable around the world, not just in Thailand.
Well, I imagine that presents different challenges when you're leaving your home market. Then you have to rely on, you know, people on the ground in other countries, and you know, you have to learn kind of new retail systems. You know, how did you overcome those challenges of kind of setting up your planting your flag in these other countries outside of Thailand?
In order to step out of Thailand and then build a successful business in overseas, I think the basic requirement is that we need to know what is the basic requirement of each country that we want to enter to. Okay, and then once we have this knowledge, we have to localize to suit that market country. And then the second thing is that right now we have the presence of Talkinoy in 40 countries. In every country that we are present in right now, we are number one seaweed snack supplier. Okay? And the reason that we are successful in each country is because we find the right local partner. And then the local partner is not just do the function of selling the product for us, but actually they are doing the marketing, and then they are also doing the local promotion campaign, and then also feedback to us what is needed in that country. Another good example is United States. In United States, we have partnered with an American, Mr. Tim Mingus, who is the former executive of Frito-Lay. He is well known and knowledgeable in this snack industry in the United States. So in order to penetrate in the United States, the first thing is that Mr. Top have partnered up with Mr. Kim, because he believes and local people can come up with a successful local strategy and local idea.
Now, that's you mentioned the brand in the U.S. Is that Nora, or is that a new kind of, or is that the American distribution of Taco Noi?
To answer your questions, for United States, Quintop have three business strategies. In fact, we put that strategy into three business units. The first business unit is the Taco Noi brand that we export from Thailand to United States. And this Taco Noi seaweed snack is for the Asian American market. Taco Noi has been well known in the Asian market for a long time. So when we introduced Taco Noi into America, most of the Asian Americans are aware of seaweed, and they are aware of the Taco Noi brand. So right now we are selling a lot in the Asian American supermarket, and is still expanding at a two-digital rate. And then the second business unit is the OEM. We believe that in order to increase the consumption of the seaweed, or increase the market size of the seaweed, we cannot just do it by himself or by ourselves. I think we are open for any newcomers who want to be interested in the seaweed business. So we offer them the private label. We produce for them according to their taste, according to their brand that they want to market themselves. And the third one is Nora. Nora is a very important strategy for Quintop to penetrate into U.S. markets. Before we launch this Nora, Quintop has worked with the local partner for 2 years in terms of research of the flavor and then the product that is suitable for the U.S. market. And then after this 2 years research and development, we finally launched Nora in the U.S. market last month. And that's the reason why now you start seeing Nora tempura, Nora seaweed crispy, Nora spicy tempura. This is our first three SKU for Nora in the U.S. mainstream market.
Now, as you mentioned, Americans aren't as used to eating seaweed as those in Asia, and it seems that a lot of groundwork has been made to prepare flavors that Americans would like. What were the most surprising things that you found about the American market while you were researching for Nora?
If you look back 15 years ago in Thailand, Thai people do not eat seaweed. In fact, the consumption rate of seaweed in Thailand is that per person 1 year, they probably eat about 0.1 pieces of seaweed. That was 15 years ago. But in during that 15 years, there is a trend that Thai people start like to eat Japanese food and Korean food. And that kind of trend, because you know, right, the sushi and then the Korean cuisine, they're one of the main major ingredients is the seaweed. So with that with that trend, it also comes with the education knowledge of the consumer that seaweed is good and seaweed is tasty. So he believes that in the U.S., the same history as what we witnessed in Thailand 15 years ago, because if you go back to the U.S., you know, right? Right now, the very popular restaurant is the Japanese restaurant and the Korean restaurants. So that popularity helped us to drive the seaweed market in Thailand, because most of the Thai knows about seaweed, you know, but not like before. Before, nobody knows about seaweed. But because of this fashion, the Japanese cuisines and the Korean cuisines fashions, the Thai consumers are more aware of the seaweed. So with that, we become very successful, and we believe that it will repeat the same success in the United States, because if we look at into the U.S., where we're doing the research, that the last 3 years, the growth of seaweed, it has a three-digit growth. Okay, three-digit growth. And then in U.S., the most popular restaurant now is either Japanese restaurant or the Korean restaurant. And all the Americans know how to eat sushi now. And the, one of the main major ingredients of sushi is nori. Nori is the seaweed. The other thing that he believes that he is so successful in Thailand and other countries, and also he believes that he will be successful in the United States because he believes himself, he strongly believes himself that seaweed is, he has put in a new innovation into the products because seaweed has been eaten by people 2,000 plus years ago, but usually it's only one flavor, roasted seaweed. But now he's making, he is applying new innovations into the seaweed to make seaweed more tastier and more easy to taste, more easy to eat, more flavors to enjoy. And then another thing is that he also believes that seaweed is a healthy snack. So basically what Khun Thap is doing is that he created a new snack category. Before, we know all about snack is potato chips or nuts, whatever. But now he is trying to introduce a new category of snack into the marketplace. It's the seaweed snack. The reason that he believes that he is successful today is because he always do the right thing at the right time. And he believes that in U.S., this is the right time for him to introduce the seaweed snack into the market.
And, you know, you've been in this business for 14 years. What challenges are you, what are the biggest challenges that you're facing today? And how do you plan to overcome them?
There is two challenges for Khun Thap right now. The first challenge for him is that how he can expand the seaweed market to be a global snack, seaweed snack. Because right now, if you look at the global populations, we have 7,000 million populations, but probably only about 300 or 400 million populations eat and enjoy seaweed. But he believes that if he can make it successful, that means that there is a possibility that he can expand the market by 10 times. Because if you look at the global population right now, it's 7,000 million. And then the other challenge for him is that how he can bring an Asian company to a global company. Usually you see a global company is established by in the Western civilization, by Europe or United States. You seldom see an Asian brand become a global brand. So he take this as a challenge, and he want to bring Thao Khe Noi to become one of the global brands in the world. One of Khun Thap's dream is that one day he would like to see Thao Khe Noi selling in moons or Mars. Gentlemen. Probably he will hook up with what is his name? Elon Musk. his dream is that when Elon Musk, you know, plan to send someone to Mars, they carry the Thao Khe Noi seaweed brand with them.
It would be the first organic earth matter snack on Mars.
Yes, that is his dream. That's his dream. So these are the two challenges that that he is facing right now. And he is setting all the strategy toward that two goals. How he can expand the consumption of the seaweed snack instead of just with the Asian population, 300, 400 million, to the global population of 700 million, 7,000 million. And then the second the challenge for him now is how he can bring Thao Khe Noi from an Asian brand into a global brand.
Great. My final question for you, and I'll either ask this one or two ways, which is what would your advice be for entrepreneurs starting businesses now, or maybe alternatively, if you have a good answer, but what can American entrepreneurs learn from Thai entrepreneurs?
The top advice for any entrepreneurs in the world is that first you have to ask yourself, what do you want? That is the first question that every entrepreneur that needs to ask. And then the second thing that he would like to advise the entrepreneurs that they need to dare to fail. They need to dare to fail, not to be afraid of failure, but they always have to come back. What have they done to make it fail? So they have to learn from the failure and then take this knowledge and then continue on with his new business ventures. Okay, so basically he's saying that he needs to be taking risk, because without taking risk, there's no actions and then there's no results. So he always say that there is a very thin line between success and failure. If you want to be successful, means that you need to learn from your failure. But if you do not learn from your failure, you will be failed. But if you learn from your failure, you'll be successful. Another thing that he says is very important is that for those people who started the business, if they fail, and then they have learned their failure, and then they want to give themselves an opportunity to do it again. I think the most important thing is the environment have to support them too as well. Like for example, their friends, their family or any business associate, you know, if the whole world is treating people in this direction, I think you will see a lot of new success that happens in the world. Because he believed that if we, as the external environment, do not support the failure, and then we only give them, we discredit them, then not giving them any new opportunities, that would be sad.
That's great advice. Where can our audience find you online?
There are several ways that your viewer or your followers can see the detail of Quintop. Is that Quintop has his own IG, okay. Instagram. The name, the ID number is TOBTKN. Top TKN. And then the other way is that Your viewer can also search in the YouTube by typing in Top Talk Annoy. And then within that YouTube, you will probably see a lot of clips about him or a movie. In fact, in Asia, his movie about his life is very popular. And people know him from that movie. The name of the movie is called The Billionaire. Yeah, and it's a big hit in China. It's a big hit in all the Asian countries. So, if you cannot find the movie called Billionaire in YouTube, you can also type in the name of the movie called Top Secret. Top Secret.
Oh, wow.
That is the movie. That is the movie that a director in Thailand make a movie of him, and then it's a big hit in Thailand and then also a big hit in China and all the Asian countries.
All right. Well, if you liked what you hear, which I definitely did, definitely go check those movies out. And thank you so much, both of you, for coming on and telling us all about Takanoi and Nora, which I think is on shelves now if you want to pick it up, and for sharing your wisdom with us.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Welcome to.
That's our episode. We hope you enjoyed it. How Success Happens comes out every week. To catch each episode, please subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Like, share, and leave us a review so we can always be improving. Go to entrepreneur.com for more episodes of this show and our other great podcasts. That's entrepreneur.com. Thanks.